The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. The words Christ speak to us today are simple. Come to me, and I will give you rest. The world around us is incessantly bombarding us with noise and work, and it's all too easy to become overburdened, overworked, and overstressed. It can get so bad that even the slightest inconvenience from a friend or family member can push us over the edge, and we end up not reacting very well. Maybe our child didn't put away their toys like we asked them to, or our spouse didn't take out the trash even though we asked them 3 days ago. And then because we're so overwhelmed by the things of this world, all of that pent-up anxiety and stress comes hurtling out of our mouths like daggers. Now, ideally, we never get to this point because we are constantly taking time out of our day to spend a moment with our Lord. But if we do find ourselves in a situation like this, the absolutely best thing we can do is turn to Christ, to take his yoke upon us and learn from him. Now, a yoke is something that usually cattle wear when they're pulling heavy loads, the oxen specifically, heavy loads on wagons and stuff like that. But the yoke that Christ asks us to wear is a double yoke. It's not a single one for a single oxen, it's a double yoke for two oxen or two beings to carry the load. And so it's not meant to be just us carrying that. It's meant to be shared. Very specifically, it's meant to be shared with Christ. He's the one that is the attached to the yoke with us so that he helps carry that burden. He helps with the effort and the energy requirements to push through. He lends us his strength and his companionship, but only if we let him, only if we invite him. He will never force it on us. He never demands that, oh no, you have to do this, you have to take my yoke on you, like, otherwise I'm not even going to talk to you. No, he doesn't make threats. He's just like, here, it's here if you want it. He always respects our freedom. He will never force himself on us. He will always ask, do you want help? He is always there, always. My brothers and sisters, if you ever find yourself overwhelmed by the things of this world, remember the words of today's gospel. Call them to mind throughout your day. Turn to Christ and remember his words. Come to me, and I will give you rest.